Rivati Nakshatra, experience, association versus dissociation. Some individuals move through life with association, immersed in emotions, relationships, environments, and meaning. Others lean toward dissociation, observing from a distance, detaching to protect sensitivity, or processing through subtle layers rather than direct confrontation. Rivati Nakshatra, ruled by Mercury, internal perception, navigation, and guided by Pushan, nurturer, guide of lost souls, protector of travelers, leans naturally toward a dissociated experience style. These natives often feel everything, but process it quietly, inwardly, or symbolically. They may seem soft, dreamy, or withdrawn because they absorb so much. They must filter experience through emotional or spiritual layers before expressing it. However, when deeply moved by compassion, creative longing, or spiritual purpose, they can shift into association, fully present, emotionally immersed, and bonded with what or whom they serve. Planetary placements in the 1st, 4th, 5th, and 10th houses shape how directly or distantly they engage with experience. If Moon is in the 4th or 5th house, the native leans toward association, but in an emotionally poetic way. These individuals feel life deeply, through intuition, memory, and emotional landscapes. In Rivati, Moon dissolves boundaries. They may become merged with what they love, sometimes to the point of losing themselves. If Moon is in the 10th, this emotional association becomes part of their public identity. They are seen as nurturing, soulful, and emotionally invested in their role or work. If Mercury is in the 1st or 3rd house, the experience becomes dissociated, but mentally curious. These individuals may observe themselves as they move through life, analyzing emotions rather than fully immersing in them. In Rivati, Mercury makes them gentle thinkers. They narrate experience internally, often processing through journaling, music, or quiet reflection. If Mercury is in the 10th, they are seen as articulate but reserved, those who feel deeply but express sparingly. If Saturn is in the 4th or 10th house, the dissociation becomes protective and karmic. These natives may have learned to withdraw emotionally to maintain safety, dignity, or spiritual control. In Rivati, Saturn adds gravity. They often carry the suffering of others without revealing their own. If Saturn is in the 10th, they are respected for their calm exterior and emotional restraint, but may struggle to stay connected to their own softness in public roles. If Jupiter is in the 1st or 9th house, the style of experience blends dissociation and association. They may observe from a distance, but through a lens of compassion and spiritual truth. In Rivati, Jupiter allows them to remain detached without closing the heart. They feel life as a story, something sacred to understand, rather than be overwhelmed by. If Jupiter is in the 10th, they may be seen as wise, warm, and spiritually engaged, even if quietly so. If Ketu is in the 1st or 5th house, experience becomes non-linear and karmically dissociated. These individuals often feel untethered from ego, time, or identity. In Rivati, Ketu amplifies their dreamlike presence. They live between realms and may process more through past life echoes or symbols than direct events. If Ketu is in the 10th, they are seen as mystical, elusive, or spiritually distant, serving in silence, often without recognition. Rivati's relationship to experience is fluid, compassionate, and deeply internal. They don't always live on the surface. They dissolve into feeling, step back to reflect, or hold space rather than react. Their growth lies in knowing when to emerge, when to feel fully, love openly, and be seen in their softness. When balanced, Rivati becomes the soul companion, one who sees without judgment, feels without flooding, and brings others back to wholeness by simply witnessing with care from both within and beyond. Rivati Nakshatra, approach, matching versus mismatching. Some individuals operate with a matching mindset, focusing on what aligns, connects, and feels right. Others use a mismatching approach, noticing what's off, what needs improvement, or where something diverges from expectation. Rivati Nakshatra, ruled by Mercury, pattern recognition, adaptive cognition, and guided by Pushan, the gentle protector, guide of souls on lost or delicate journeys, leans toward a matching approach. These natives are naturally drawn to harmony, resonance, and spiritual coherence. They seek emotional alignment and symbolic meaning more than correction or critique. Their style is inclusive, soothing, and often idealistic, looking for what can be healed or unified rather than what must be fixed. However, when overwhelmed or when their compassion is stretched thin, they can momentarily shift into a mismatching mindset, especially in relational or spiritual contexts where things feel energetically off. Planetary placements in the 3rd, 6th, and 10th houses reveal whether their focus stays gentle and aligning or sharpens into quiet discernment. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, the approach becomes more mismatching, particularly through language and logic. These individuals may notice subtle contradictions in speech, tone, or emotional rhythm. In Ravati, Mercury gives quiet critique. They don't always voice it, but they know when something is out of tune. If Mercury is in the 10th, this becomes professional. They're seen as sensitive editors, careful advisors, or intuitive communicators who refine energy without harshness. If Moon is in the 4th or 6th house, the native approaches life through emotional matching. These individuals sense harmony in the atmosphere and may unconsciously adapt to keep the peace. In Ravati, the moon deepens empathic fusion. They attune to relational flow, preferring to merge rather than confront. If moon is in the 10th, they become public empaths, leading gently, feeling their way into shared space, and seeking resonance over disruption. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, the style may shift toward mismatching, but with spiritual patience. These individuals quietly assess what's broken, ineffective, or misaligned. In Ravati, Saturn grounds their compassion. They may not confront directly, but they notice and slowly work to correct, cleanse, or protect. If Saturn is in the 10th, this manifests as understated leadership. They guide by fixing what others overlook, often through structure, ritual, or presence. If Jupiter is in the 1st or 9th house, the view stays firmly matching, especially through spiritual, ethical, or moral alignment. These natives see potential, purpose, and the divine even in imperfect circumstances. In Ravati, Jupiter gives unshakable faith. They focus on what's right or becoming right rather than what's wrong. If Jupiter is in the 10th, this optimism becomes visible. They are seen as uplifting guides, leading from symbolic coherence rather than critique. If Rahu is in the 3rd or 10th house, the approach can flip into mismatching, sometimes obsessively. These individuals may hyper-focus on what's broken, hidden, or offbeat, particularly when chasing perfection or transformation. In Ravati, Rahu distorts sensitivity. They may react to the subtle dissonance they feel, but struggle to communicate it. If Rahu is in the 10th, they are seen as unconventional reformers, those who want to fix or transcend systems, though their methods may seem confusing to others. Ravati's approach is inclusive, healing, and attuned to emotional spiritual resonance. They move gently through life, sensing into what feels aligned rather than dissecting what isn't. Their power lies not in critique, but in subtle guidance, bringing people, ideas, and energy back into harmony. When balanced, they become quiet harmonizers. Those who match with essence, soothe with presence, and restore integrity, not by force, but by offering the frequency of wholeness. Rivati Nakshatra, time experience, in time versus through time. Some individuals live in time, immersed in the present moment, responding to emotion, intuition, and unfolding events as they arise. Others operate through time, tracking long arcs of growth, karmic cycles, and future meaning with conscious awareness of past, present, and future. Rivati Nakshatra, ruled by Mercury, fluid perception, temporal awareness, and guided by Pushan, the soul's shepherd and guardian of passage, experiences time primarily in time, but in a deeply empathic and spiritual way. These natives move through life by sensing the emotional current of the now. Their internal clock is more lunar than linear, governed by rhythm, feeling, and intuitive alignment rather than schedule or external pace. Yet when their purpose deepens or their spiritual clarity awakens, they can shift into a gentle through-time experience, understanding how each moment fits within the soul's larger path. Planetary placements in the 1st, 4th, 7th, and 10th houses reveal how they engage with time, whether they float within it or step back to trace its full meaning. If Moon is in the 4th or 7th house, time is felt in time through mood, connection, and inner tides. These individuals live in emotional rhythms. They act when something feels ready, not when a clock says so. In Ravati, the moon softens all timing, They may appear dreamy or unstructured, but often arrive at the right moment by heart rather than plan. If Moon is in the 10th, their sensitivity enters public life. They lead with intuition, trusting emotional timing even in professional roles. If Mercury is in the 1st or 3rd house, the native blends both modes, thinking through time, but responding in time with insight. These individuals reflect on cycles but act with present clarity. In Ravati, Mercury adds subtle tracking. They might not follow strict plans, but they're always tuning into what's evolving. If Mercury is in the 10th, they are seen as responsive professionals, those who adjust wisely and move when the energy calls. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, time becomes through time, structured and karmically paced. These individuals move slowly but deliberately, often acting in ways that ripple far beyond the moment. In Ravati, Saturn brings sacred timing. They may delay action until everything aligns spiritually. If Saturn is in the 10th, this creates the public image of a wise elder or silent pillar, those who walk the long path with quiet integrity. If Jupiter is in the 1st or 9th house, time is perceived through time in a spiritual or philosophical way. These individuals act with faith in the larger arc, trusting divine timing even when outcomes are uncertain. In Ravati, Jupiter adds softness to patience. They believe that all things unfold as they must. If Jupiter is in the 10th, they're seen as spiritual timekeepers, those who act from vision, holding the long view even in worldly roles. If Rahu is in the 1st or 10th house, time can become distorted, swinging between impulsive urgency, in time, and obsessive long-range striving, through time. These individuals often struggle to trust timing, either rushing to transform or waiting too long. In Ravati, Rahu pulls on the dreamer. They may chase a vision too soon or delay out of spiritual confusion. If Rahu is in the 10th, they may rise quickly, but must align their timing with inner truth to avoid burnout. Ravati's relationship with time is fluid, sacred, and emotionally attuned. These natives are not here to race. Time for them is a current, a whisper, a soul movement. They grow by learning to balance presence with purpose, being fully here, yet aware of what's unfolding across lifetimes. When aligned, they become intuitive time travelers, those who guide others, not by rushing or pausing, but by listening deeply to when the soul is truly ready to move. Ravati Nakshatra, primary interest motivation, people, activities, places, or things. Some individuals are drawn primarily to people, their emotions, stories, and healing. Others are driven by activities, what they do, create, or serve. Some feel most alive in certain places, environments that offer safety, beauty, or spiritual stillness. Others are motivated by things, tools, systems, or material expressions of inner values. Ravati Nakshatra, ruled by Mercury, mental adaptation, soul navigation, and guided by Pushan, nurturer, guide of the lost, protector of journeys, is most often motivated by places and people, especially those that evoke sanctuary, belonging, or soul connection. These natives are drawn to spaces that feel safe, sacred, or emotionally resonant. They are also moved by those who are lost, tender, or in need of quiet guidance. Though they can enjoy activities or appreciate beautiful things, their core drive is to offer safe passage, to be present where healing is needed, and to dwell in spaces that feel emotionally and spiritually coherent. Planetary placements in the 1st, 3rd, 6th, and 10th houses reveal how this quiet longing turns into action. If Moon is in the 4th or 7th house, people become the dominant motivator, especially in emotional or relational settings. These individuals are drawn to protect, comfort, or attune to others. In Ravati, Moon adds soul-deep empathy. They care for people not through grand gestures, but through soft presence and deep listening. If Moon is in the 10th, they are seen publicly as nurturers or empaths, those who hold space for others' transformation. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, the interest tilts toward activities, especially those involving storytelling, caregiving, or spiritual communication. These natives are motivated to offer guidance, reflection, or healing words. In Ravati, Mercury becomes a translator of inner wisdom. They're moved to speak only when it brings peace or clarity. If Mercury is in the 10th, they may serve through spiritual writing, counseling, or behind-the-scenes communication roles. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, Places become sacred, especially structured, quiet, or service-oriented environments. These individuals are drawn to hospitals, ashrams, retreat centers, or workplaces that carry weight and meaning. In Ravati, Saturn turns physical space into emotional refuge. They feel motivated to serve through containment, structure, and long-term dedication. If Saturn is in the 10th, they are seen as quiet anchors, those who create or protect spaces where healing can happen. If Jupiter is in the 1st or 9th house, the motivation becomes more philosophical, driven by places of pilgrimage, spiritual practice, or soulful wisdom. These individuals seek environments and paths that connect them to something larger. In Ravati, Jupiter adds devotional longing. They're drawn to where truth can be lived. If Jupiter is in the 10th, they may become guides or mentors who help others find their spiritual place in the world. If Rahu is in the 1st or 10th house, things and status may briefly dominate, especially early in life. These natives might chase roles, success, or symbols of transformation to find themselves. In Ravati, Rahu creates a longing to matter. They may reach for titles, tools, or positions that echo inner power, only to realize their deepest motivation is peace. If Rahu is in the 10th, they are seen as driven but must shift towards service-based or spiritually aligned roles to feel whole. Ravati's true motivation is to heal through presence and place. These natives don't move toward the spotlight. They move toward the quiet, the sacred, and the soul in need. They are drawn to spaces that hold emotional meaning and to people whose wounds call for compassion. When aligned, they become gentle anchors, those who help others arrive safely, not just in the world, but in themselves. Their life becomes a shelter, a soft place for transformation, silence, and grace.